Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off. We're going to kick it off with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I was watching your latest Instagram posting, the little video that you did. Now, is all of that in the Philippines?
Yes.
So, okay. So, I was just watching. I didn't realize they had such glamorous. Is the party that it appears you're at, or the event that it appears you're at, is that a shooting event?
Yes, that was the award ceremony. In IPSC internationally, the award ceremony after the competition is basically like a red carpet event.
Gotcha.
So they have a TV news crew, they've got the shooting channels there, all videotaping and taking pictures. They've provide a meal and all the drinks you can drink, whatever that may be. Sometimes there's dancing, but not usually. It's more mingling and giving everyone a chance to talk to each other, take selfies with each other. It's pretty glamorous and high-end.
Yes, it is. It is. Quite glamorous. I was amazed how glamorous it was. But I was going to try to, like, since it's on Instagram, I can't stop it and, like, do a screen grab from it. Because right. I was looking for a new picture of you to put up on it. So I stole another one of your Instagram pictures. This one you won't mind at all. So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
Last time I told Keita I stole one of her Instagram pictures, I was like, it's of you on a beach. And there was, like, silence.
And I said, what? How did you even get that? I don't usually post that kind of stuff. In this video, I did have a slow-mo walk of me walking past the windows by a pool that somebody sent to me. They were inside eating, and I was walking past the swimming pool. And I had a swimming suit cover-up that was, like, a dress on. And they slowed it down to slow-mo. So I did put that in there, but
it was edited quite. Yeah. It was that's just a glimpse. You'd have to have full control of the video to be able to stop that. That was not what I was looking for to get to freeze, though. That was not what I was trying to freeze.
You were talking about.
Yeah.
You were talking about at the red carpet event.
Yeah, that was just so glitzy and so glamorous. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when Keita's at an event, she's in her shooting yeah. Setup the whole time.
Now the award ceremonies in the U.S. used to be like that. Actually, I went to a few in Las Vegas in ballrooms where they had, you know, the white tablecloth dinners, sit down servers, just beautiful events. And we've kind of gotten away from that now, where now it's more like a backyard barbecue kind of thing.
Now, in the Philippines, competitive shooting is a big deal, though, isn't it? It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's a much bigger sport there than it is here.
Yes. People are obsessed. It would be kind of like if all of the Hollywood actors did USPSA.
Right.
And all of the high up influential people in the country, like all of the government officials who are in high places, if they all shot USPSA. That's how it is in the Philippines. because you have to be very well off to even own a firearm.
Well, in the Philippines, they have a lot of, like, out in the sticks sort of gunsmithing operations, don't they? And I mean, make beautiful guns.
Some people there do some good work, and others not.
Well, I've never been. I've only watched stuff on video. But so, and the Filipino shooters they're not slouches either. I mean, they're actually really, really good.
They're
aren't
good.
They? Yeah,
they're very good.
Is Marco Filipino?
Yes.
Talking about Marco Carbajug, and he is he works out of Las Vegas. Yep. And Kita describes him as being able to shoot faster than the gun can handle.
Yes. When you hear him shooting on the range, it sounds like full auto.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a regular semi-auto.
So, anyway. Yeah, I saw that. I did not realize how... now, how long has it been since you've been to the Philippines in the COVID world?
I believe it was 2019. Last time I went.
Are you starting to see a resurgence of people from overseas saying, hey, when can you come and teach us again? When can you come and do this?
Yes. So last year, my only international trip was Aruba in August. I didn't have any, all of my international classes were canceled.
Right.
This year, I have Greece, Serbia, Bulgaria, Kenya, and probably South Africa. While I'm in Kenya, I might as well pop down there. So I have a few international classes this year coming up, but usually I have basically all international and a few U.S. Now the script has kind of been flipped.
So some of those places, like South Africa, is sort of dangerous right now. Some of those other places sound like they could be, but I don't know. When you go into a place like that, does that bother you? Apparently not, because you go all the time.
No, I usually stay with a host family, and they've survived there that whole time, so they know what to do and what not to do.
Gotcha.
And they kind of babysit me. But, yeah, going into Kenya, I know it's going to be interesting. I'll probably be the only white person in the entire country. And in South Africa, I had trouble getting the things I need because I'm a white blonde girl.
Right.
So, like, I would go into the gas station and try to buy drinks and snacks for the range, and they wouldn't let me even check out. I would go up to the counter, be very nice, try and check out, and they'd pretend they didn't see me. So I would get their attention and say, excuse me, ma'am, I'd like to check out, please, and they would just say no. So I would have to go to, like, three different gas stations before I found someone who would actually be desperate enough to take my money.
Gotcha. In the event, and I never have asked you this before, but do any of these people, when you're in a foreign country like this, especially the Philippines, does anybody ever offer you a gun? Do they ever offer you a gun to keep that you would have to try to ship back to the United States?
No, that has never happened.
Well, that's surprising.
No, what usually happens is if it's a company that wants to sponsor me and sponsor me with a gun, for example, the ITSIC store, what they did was just bought the gun for me in the U.S.
Gotcha.
It's got to have the stamp on it for it to be imported. Even if it's made in another country, as soon as it crosses into the U.S. for importation, there has to be a company in the U.S. that puts their stamp on it. For example, Tanfolio. They're made in Italy.
Gotcha.
But when they come to the U.S., they go through Florida and go through the company EAA.
Gotcha.
So EAA puts their stamp on it, and then it's legal to have in the U.S.
Head into the first break. Tell everybody how to find you.
180firearms@gmail.com is my email. So I didn't get any messages from you guys after the last show. I'm kind of sad. So email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Let me know who you want to hear on the show as a guest, what topics you want to hear about, or if you want to set up a class in an area near you, or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook, 180 Firearms Training.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That was good. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This is why everybody should, you know, should sleep near a humidifier, children. Back with us is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and you wanted to talk about some things having to do with technique, which we'd sort of covered, but, you know, then I sort of threw you off the path last week because you decided to steer a little political, and I took you for the whole ride on that one. So.
All right, so I have this list of points of stuff I'd like to put out there that a lot of people know and a lot of people don't know. So if you don't know what you don't know, here it is. For new gun owners, one of the common mistakes I see is buying a gun or gear before you know what you like or need or want. So I would recommend going to the range with a friend who has a lot of guns, or some indoor ranges have speed dating with a gun, which means you get something like 15 minutes with all the different guns you want to try over a period of a couple of hours. So you can try every single gun and see what you like before you buy it. I definitely recommend shooting a gun before you decide, oh, this is the one I'm going to buy. Make sure you like it first. And as far as the gear, if you go to the range, if it's for a match, everyone will let you try out their stuff and you can see what it is you like. So just show up with whatever you have and then play around with whatever other people are using to see what it is that you want before dropping all that cash.
Just out of curiosity, for new gun owners, if one of the things they will look into is competing, how do they find out where the competitive shooting is in the beginning in their local area?
Go to uspsa.org, and there'll be a button you can click that says find a range or affiliated ranges or a range near me or something like that. So you just click on that, and then you can find the nearest range that puts on competition.
I've often wondered about that. I mean, I know how to do it now because I just ask around, just be like, who's the competitors around it?
Mm-hmm.
They're never shy.
It's like if you CrossFit, you'll just know. They'll tell you.
Now, what about for these ladies that go into a gun shop and the first thing they say is, well, little lady, look over here. I've got this thing. It's called a Smith 642.
Oh, goodness. Well, it really depends on where you go. So we had Dan Mark on the show. He runs a gun shop and indoor range in my town, and he would never do that to someone. His guys all know their stuff. They are very, very good, especially with new gun owners and ladies, and they're going to point you in the right direction. But most gun shops, the guys there won't know what they're talking about. So in that case, you're going to have to do a little bit of research, a little bit of digging, maybe call some friends, talk to a friend of a friend, whatever it may be, before going to decide what you're going to get. I mean, it's okay to go and look, but I wouldn't buy anything unless you've shot that gun before.
Right.
So my next point.
Okay, next point. Go ahead.
Okay, the next point is if you are shooting a double action gun and you want to dry fire, if you don't know what dry fire is, that's when you practice manipulating your gun in your home without any ammunition, no live ammunition. You're just practicing manipulations like the draw, the reload, trigger press, transitions, things like that. If you have a double action gun, a lot of people like to dry fire in double action only because then they get that feedback. They get the click every time. But the problem with that is when you shoot it on the range, the first trigger pull is going to be double action and all subsequent shots after that are single action. And if you're only practicing pulling the trigger in double action, it's kind of like, have you ever picked something up that you thought was going to be really heavy?
And you throw it across the room.
And then you pick it up and it's actually really light and you end up throwing it across the room. Yeah. It's kind of like that. So Your first trigger pull is fine, but then after that, you switch into single action, and you're pulling it like it's that heavy double action shot, and it's really, really light. So you end up throwing the shot low left, and you do that for probably a couple of shots, and then it evens out as you get used to it as you continue shooting. And a couple stages in, then you're used to it. But that's the problem with dry firing and double action only. So if you're throwing shots low left and you're dry firing and double action only, that's why. You have to also dry fire in single action. So the way you do that is by not letting go of the trigger completely so that it goes all the way back out to double action. You just let it out a little bit so it doesn't reset all the way and just fake the trigger pull. You're not going to get the feedback of the click, but you need to practice having that shorter distance pull with the lighter pull, or you're going to throw shots low left if you're a right-handed shooter, low right if you're a left-handed shooter.
So for somebody that has a double-action gun, when they compete with a double-action gun, do they have to compete with the first shot being double-action? Can they cock it and lock it and, you know, make ready that way? I mean,
if you're shooting limited and you have the external safety, you can engage that external safety before you start and then have the gun in single action. But for production, that double action shot acts as the safety, sort of. So in limited, yes, you can use the safety instead of the double action first trigger pull. In production, you can't. But we do also have unloaded start, so then it's going to be in single action.
Yeah, that would be my thing. Now, you shoot a double-action pistol, yeah?
Yes.
Some double-actions are more equal than others. Yeah, yeah. Some double-action guns are more equal than others, aren't they? I mean, that's why you made that choice.
Yeah, it's not hard to get used to.
Anyway, let's not start your next point because we're coming up on the next break. So we'll get to your next point. We'll get to Keita's next point when we get back. Let's take this time to tell everybody how to find you.
Well, my website is being redone. It's almost done. You can go to the old one that sucks. It's 180firearmstraining.com. You can find me on social media at 180firearmstraining on Instagram and Facebook. YouTube is Keita Bussey. Check out my podcast, 180 Firearms Training Podcast. If you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican lawmakers capitalizing on the growing national pushback on COVID-19 precautions are amping up their efforts to implement a return to normalcy, proposing a flurry of legislative activity aimed at rolling back several Biden administration precautions. The Biden administration's pandemic exit strategy is being tested as Democratic governors in multiple states are preempting the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and rolling back masking requirements. While the CDC said that it would deliver updated guidance by next week, Republicans are stepping on the gas and hoping to demonstrate that the party is delivering normalcy by rolling back restrictions, serving as a referendum on President Joe Biden's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. More Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week following three straight weeks of declines. Jobless claims rose by 23,000 to 248,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. The FAA is looking for a new boss, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration will be looking for a new leader. Brought in by President Trump in 2019, Administrator Steve Dixon announced he will be stepping down March 31st. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said in an emailed statement that he's grateful for Dixon's years of service. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lawmakers are running out of time once again to pass a short-term funding extension to avoid a government shutdown tonight. It remains unclear when the Senate will vote on the continuing resolution, which will keep the government open by extending funding, but only through March 11th. Complicating matters further, some Democrats are absent due to personal and family reasons, causing concern the party may be short of the votes they need to defeat any Republican amendments. And at the Winter Olympics, the United States is in fourth place with 21 total medals behind Norway, Russia, and Germany. This is USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, talking about points to consider for you new gun owners. Is there any, not gender based in any of these? These are all general?
These are general, yeah.
My
next one is, when you're buying a new gun, make sure you're not buying a newly produced gun with a lifetime warranty. Do you have any idea why I'm saying that?
A newly produced gun with what kind of a warranty?
With a lifetime warranty.
I guess it would depend on who was making it, but normally, even new guns from really good gun makers come out, and they have an issue or two because they got to shake it out because they, you know. And I mean, you told me about one. What is your answer on that one?
Well, there are some gun companies where most of their testing is done by consumers. So in the first year after the firearm is released, they are collecting data. They have the lifetime warranty. Then they can find out all the problems with the gun by just putting it out into the communities. And then they get sent back with all the issues, and then they know what to fix. and then they fix it. And then it's usually fine, but definitely wait till at least after that first year. So one example would be the SIG P320, and I like SIG. I shoot a SIG P365. That's my carry gun. But the SIG P320, I'm sure you know this story, Bill, was put out, and they usually put it out collecting data from the consumers with the lifetime warranty, and they found that there was an issue with the drop safe, and some police officers were injured because they dropped their weapon and it went off. So they actually did fix the issue. They worked with Bruce Gray, and he fixed all of them. So now it's totally fine. But in that first year, if you would have dropped your gun, it would have gone off. So that's the reason why you don't usually want to buy a newly produced gun if they have a lifetime warranty, because that's usually the system they use to basically test the gun.
Well, you know, that's... I never have thought of it in that way. And that really sort of disappoints me to consider it that in that fashion. Although that sounds very realistic to me. I mean, when I was looking at the P365, I knew Keita carried the P365, so I called her and I said, well, what do you think of it? And she said, well, don't buy one that was made in this period of time, and if you buy one after that, you're good to go, because apparently the P365 came out and had to be tested by the consumers. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I waited till after it was out about a year, and then I bought one.
So
next issue is having an improper grip with your carry gun. So carry guns typically have a smaller frame. There's less for you to hang on to, and especially if you have big hands, you can end up riding the slide, having your thumbs pressing on the slide or something like that, and it can cause a malfunction. So the slide then can't cycle. So make sure when you're practicing with your carry gun, you're not riding the slide and inducing malfunctions. Another thing is not function testing. So if you function tested your equipment then and did it enough, then you would know you were riding the slide, and you would know better than to do that. Another thing is making sure you replace your carry ammunition. The ammo compresses in the chamber over time, and then it won't go off and you'll have a malfunction. Or with weather changes and condensation and things like that, you at least need to be changing your ammo that's in your carry gun once a year.
Typically what I change is just the round that's in the chamber. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that round, the round in the chamber will sort of shrink. The bullet
gets shorter.
Pushed into the case. Yeah.
Which, that can actually be sort of dangerous, can it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that in and of itself is enough reason to do that. You should pay attention to that. And I mean, if it's a gun you're going to carry, you should... How often do you take out... Because you only carry the P365. How often do you train with that or practice with it?
About every 3 times I practice with my competition gear.
Right.
I'll make sure I at least put a few rounds through my carry gun.
We don't have enough time left to cover this next point, but I want to ask you a question about what I've been seeing them do with the P365. Have you noticed how they took this gun, which... I have my thoughts about it as far as it being the size it is. But what they did was nothing short of a miracle, taking that gun and making it that small and compact and still making it a double-figure, double-stack in its smallest configuration. And now, and I guess because of people like me who sit there and say this is actually too small to be a fighting pistol. It's a great self-defense gun, no doubt about it. Problem is, I don't know what I may be facing on any given day. I don't go places where bad things happen, But now they've taken the P365 and they're putting optics on it, and they're doing slide work on it, and putting compensators on it, and all this other stuff. And I mean, it's still small. They're putting a 5-round, 15-round magazine in it. By the time you get it done, now what you have is you have a very odd-looking weapon. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and I wonder how that would affect the accuracy of the gun, too. So that's, if you put an optic on a gun and you're not handling your firearms all the time, you have to make sure you're actually cleaning that optic every day, because it does collect dust and you're not going to be able to use it anyway.
Yep.
So if you do put an optic on there, for one thing, it adds more bulk if you're trying to conceal. And for another thing, you have to make sure you're cleaning that lens every time you use it, pretty much.
I mean, it completely defeats the purpose of the P365 to me. I've got guns that have optics on them that I can't really tell that I'm carrying them with an optic. So for me, they're pretty big guns.
But it's not what this gun does. The reason I love this gun so much is because I have a small frame and it's really easy to conceal. If I throw an optic on there, it's going to make it that much harder to conceal and add more bulk.
Tina doesn't wear clothing that flows around her. She wears form-fitted clothing. She's small, so, she does, and for that, that's the perfect gun. Have you noticed they're also doing slide cuts on it and lightening the slide, which completely defeats the purpose of having a micro gun altogether, because they're already so heavily sprung, just so they'll operate, that I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I guess enough people carry that where they're like, I want my gun to be custom too.
Yeah, and if you make those slide cuts, that's only removing weight where you need the weight.
That's right, where you need the weight, because that's all been figured out by a nice CAD computer that figured out we need this much weight and we need this much that. And anyway, tell everybody how to find you right quick.
180firearmstraining.com. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
So, Keita is somebody. Keita trains people that when you go there, if you're to watch her train people, you can't take pictures of them or you'll disappear. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with the weaponized woman herself, Keita Bussey.
Hey.
And we've been talking about stuff that you need to be on the lookout for and everything. So, next point is?
Well, I thought we could get into something a little different and pick this, the rest of this up another time.
Okay.
So, Pixie did something interesting. So,
Pixie being your daughter, yeah.
My daughter is 14 years old. She started high school this year. At the beginning of the school year when they had to start wearing masks, she was feeling lightheaded, fatigued, some confusion, dizziness, all kinds of symptoms, and we didn't know what was wrong with her. So, I took her to all these different doctors, and they kept referring her to all these different specialists, and they all said, she's perfectly healthy. We don't know why this is happening. Well, now that it's been 2 years since children have been required to wear masks for 8 hours a day, they realized there's something called MIERS. M-I-E-R-S is called mask-induced exhaustion syndrome. And the doctors didn't know what was wrong with her because this research wasn't complete yet. So now that we have all of the evidence, we know that there are long-lasting effects on children for wearing a mask for 8 hours a day. So Pixie found this out, and she basically called her principal into the principal's office. So she met with the school and did a presentation for them at 14 years old, telling them about MIERS and the long-term effects of mask wearing. And they listened to her presentation, and she said, so are you going to accept responsibility for these long-term effects or give me a mask exemption? What are you going to do about this? And they agreed to her conditions and removed the mask policy at her school. For actually her entire school district. So she had that meeting on Friday, and masks were gone on Tuesday.
That's pretty good. And I'm going to tell you something, though, that I find very interesting about this. And this really illustrates a problem with all of this COVID-19 nonsense that was going on. If you're going to impose something like this, in the military, when we were in the military, everything that they did was geared towards the lowest common denominator, right?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, all the they said all this training is based on a sixth grade educational level.
Right.
Which,
right.
You know, still some people still couldn't muster it, but that's beside the point.
Right.
Now, when they're going to do something like this, where they're going to have you rebreathing your air over and over again, and I mean, that, you know, they're not even serious about masks because you've been a nurse. If you use a mask and if you have some sort of germs or something, a mask is medical waste, right?
Right.
But when you go to any drive, you know, any parking lot now, anywhere in Wisconsin, here in South Carolina, masks are all over the place on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're the cigarette butts of the 21st century.
They are. Yeah, they're in the oceans, they're in the lakes, they're in the rivers.
Yep. So this point, this sort of illustrates that they did not look at all of the ramifications of making children mask. Now, shouldn't somebody in the school board within the medical, I mean, shouldn't somebody have done that, don't you think?
You would think so. So she did get a policy change previously where she refused to quarantine, and the school was responsible for contact tracing and quarantining children. That's the public health department's job. So she protested outside the public health department in August, September, something like that, and she actually got the policy changed so that the school would no longer do contact tracing for the public health department. It all fell on them. So then there was no way they could possibly keep up, so basically the quarantining stopped. Unless you decide, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going to go to school, I'm going to go get a COVID test.
Right.
And now it's more up to the parent. They can quarantine someone if they know there was a contact. But for the most part, because they're not really doing the contact tracing, it's just up to the parents. If your child is sick, keep them home. So this is the second policy she's gotten changed in her school this school year as a freshman at 14 years old.
Yeah. They grow up so fast, Keita.
Yeah.
They grow up so fast.
If you're looking at gun laws and thinking there's nothing I can do, they're just going to change what they're going to change. If this 14-year-old can make a difference with masks and being isolated in your home with armed guards, there's something we can do when it comes to having our freedoms taken away with firearms.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, don't ever fall victim to that idea that they can confiscate guns.
Right.
They can from a few people, no doubt about it. The problem is that will get out. And then, you remember the Bundy Ranch, right? You remember what happened at the Bundy Ranch?
I've heard of this. Refresh my memory.
So at the Bundy Ranch, the Bureau of Land Management, also BLM, they got into a squabble with They got into a squabble with a guy named Bundy. I think it was in somewhere in Texas or something. I don't remember exactly where it was, but they got into a squabble over his livestock grazing on federal land, because the Bureau of Land Management is who manages the federal land. And most of these guys have an agreement with all of these places. But Bundy came afoul of something. So they decided to go in there and go get him. Well, a bunch of pipe hitters from across the country went to the Bundy Ranch when they saw all these BLM ninjas pulling up on these ranchers. And they set up camp. And I'm talking about 2,000-3,000 people, I think it was. I don't know, because it's been a while. I never researched. I know a few people that actually went. And the people that I know that actually went made sure that they stood in where they were all mustered up. They made sure they did nothing provocative, and they did nothing threatening. But there were some people taking up positions on bridges and everything, like snipers, you know, taking the high ground. And they were the only ones doing it. The BLM did not do it. And the BLM backed down. Now, the Bundys later on still got in trouble because, well, they were, they just did. But here recently, you should go look that up. That would be a good thing for one of your podcasts, because I know that's a worrisome thing for you. But when a bunch of people face off with the government, the last time that happened? Well, the last two times that happened, right? The Bundy Ranch, and I guess the other one would be the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, if you're aware of that.
No.
If you're not, you should look at that, too, because in the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, they tried to steal the election, and all of these World War II veterans went to the National Guard Armory and took a bunch of weapons and attacked the sheriff's department who had stolen the election.
Oh, wow.
And all the corrupt people ran out of town and everything, and they, you know, they were like, what guns? What? They put all the guns back in the National Guard Armory, all cleaned and everything else. Yep. Because they knew what they were doing.
Oh,
you know, they just gotten back from war. These were weapons they had used, so they were like, let's make them nice. And so go check that out. I just barely skidded. So you should never get too
skimmed
concerned.
Skimmed the surface.
I've just skimmed the surface. If you want to look at that, I mean, you're starting to skew this way, you should go look at that.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
You should. So. And now we don't have, if you have, well, take the time now to tell everybody how to find you.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, 180 Firearms Training. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com with any questions for the show, guests you want to see on the show. If you want to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, or to set up a class in your area on movement and vision training. My website is 180firearmstraining.com. My podcast is on YouTube. Keita Bussey is my YouTube channel. It's also on Rumble and Spotify and all that stuff.
Thank you very much for joining me. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Coming up next, Paloma Campana. We're going to talk about the Remington settlement. There's a lot more to that than meets the eye. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.